Welcome to the Chapel Hill Academy podcast, featuring messages from our weekly chapel service. Located in Chanhassen, Minnesota, Chapel Hill Academy offers biblically-based Christian education, junior kindergarten through eighth grade, and holds a passion for Christ and a commitment to provide an education for life. We invite you to learn more about us at chapel-hill.org.
I'm Pastor Todd. I'm the chaplain here. If I haven't had a chance to meet you yet, I am excited to get to meet you. One of my roles is kind of helping out with the chapels and different things like that, working with Mr. Craig. And we hope and we pray that this year would be a year that your faith grows, that your intellect grows, that your understanding grows in so many different things. But most importantly, our desire for you is that you would come to know your Savior Jesus a little bit better, a little bit more, or maybe even for the first time. But we're just excited to be able to worship you with you. We're excited to look into God's Word together with you. And one of the things, I just wanted to give you a heads up, one of the things we do at chapel each week is we take an offering. And for that offering, we want to make sure that we understand that living out our faith is not just about what we do in these doors, in this building. Living out our faith is not just about what we do at home. But living out our faith is also trying to share the love of Jesus to other parts of the world so that they too would get an opportunity to hear about Jesus like you do, study God's word like you do, get an education like you do, have food to eat like you get, and a bed to sleep in. And so each week we take an offering and it goes to kids in Haiti who would not have the opportunity to get an education, and they get to go to a great Christian school where they get to learn more about Jesus, where they get to have the opportunity to learn God's word, but also have opportunities where they get to go to school and have food and have a safe place to live. And so I want to challenge you, if each week, if you remember and you can think about it, we'd love for you to bring a little something. Maybe one week it's just a little bit, and another week it's a little more, and some weeks you might miss it. But we just want to continue to support these kids in Haiti that we have had a partnership with. We have a kid for each grade, and your teacher can show you a picture of that child, and you can pray for them, and we would love for you to do that. So we just wanted to kind of give you a heads up. That'll happen each week. And so I also wanted to make sure you're aware of our theme this year. And I don't know, do we have a... We might even have a little intro video here. Isn't that good? All right, so here's the beauty of it. You're going to get to see this video at other times. So we wanted to keep you in suspense. You don't even know what's coming yet. But it's going to be exciting, let me tell you. Well, our theme for this year is heroic faith. That was cool. Can you do that after every dramatic thing I say? So our theme this year is heroic faith. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about that. You see, we all love heroes. We love stories about people who have done heroic things. We love real stories of heroes, but we also love make-believe stories of heroes. So I want you to turn to your neighbor right now and tell them who your favorite hero is. Maybe it's a superhero. Maybe it's something else. All right, you are going to have lots of opportunities this year to talk about your favorite heroes and have a chance to learn about some new heroes that you maybe didn't even know about. But we also want to think about other parts of being a hero. You see, we all have heroes. For some of us, it is a pretend hero from a comic book or a movie. For some of us, our hero is a family member who has done great things for others. We all have heroes, and we all want good to have victory over evil. So this year in chapel, we are going to explore real people from the Bible who are heroes in the faith. Some of these heroes you've maybe heard about. Some of these heroes you've read stories about since you were little teeny. And some of them might be new to you. But we're going to take a look at real heroes from the faith, from the Bible. We are going to look into what it is that they did that makes them a hero, a Bible hero. But more importantly, we are going to look also at where they found the strength to be heroes. And as we learn about these Bible heroes, we want to take a look at how we too can be heroes in the faith. God is calling each one of us. He's calling each one of you to be a hero for him. But we wonder sometimes, how are we going to be strong enough? How are we going to be brave enough to do great things for God's kingdom? But this is where we have so much to learn from these stories in the Bible of heroes. And one thing you're going to learn from each of the Bible heroes is we will look at it with this as though they never did anything on their own. You see, they never did anything great on their own. God was always with them, always directing them, always equipping them, and always preparing the way for his promises to be fulfilled. You see, we may hear about great stories of heroes this year, but the hero in every story of faith is God. The hero of every story of victory is found in Jesus. So along with looking at a new Bible character each week in chapel, we are going to also keep coming back to a passage in Colossians that helps us remember where our source for heroic faith comes from. Okay, so I'm going to read this passage, Colossians chapter 1, starting in verse 9, going to verse 14. It says, "We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." There's a lot in there. So let me just try and, just real quick, I'm going to try and unpack this just a little bit. So Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives." You see, we better understand how God wants us to be one of his heroes. We better understand that by the power of the Holy Spirit. Being a hero for Jesus is not about us. So number one, being a hero for Jesus is about the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells within those who surrender to Christ. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10 says, "So that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God." You see, being a hero for Jesus means that we strive to live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way. So number two, by victory found in Jesus, the Holy Spirit is the one to equip us to do good and gives us the desire to bear good fruit. It's not about us. And then verse 11, it says, "being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience." Being a hero for Jesus means that we don't depend on our own strength, but we depend on him for strength. Only by God's glorious might can we do heroic things. And verse 12, "and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light." Jesus' heroes are thankful people. We want you to be thankful people because we believe that models things that are heroic for Jesus. Verses 13 and 14 says, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." You see, Jesus' heroes know that because of our sin, we are the ones who have truly been rescued. You see, every story of a hero has a rescuer, has someone rescuing someone from something dangerous, rescuing them from something that they cannot get out of themselves. And so as we look at these incredible stories of Bible heroes throughout God's Word, no matter who they are, whether it's David defeating Goliath, or whether it's Joseph being courageous and saving his people, all these wonderful stories of heroic people of faith, no matter what we see in God's Word, we cannot forget that they were not that different than us. They were sinners in need of a Savior. They were ordinary people who loved an extraordinary God, and that is why they were able to do great things. Not because of who they were, but because of who God is and always will be, the all-powerful, all-good God of all. So no matter what heroic deed we may do, we must always remember it's not about us. It's not about us. Being a hero for Jesus is not about us. Number one, being a hero for Jesus is about the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells within those who surrender to Christ. Number two, by victory found in Jesus, the Holy Spirit is the one to equip us to do good and gives us the desire to bear good fruit. Number three, only by God's glorious might can we do heroic things. Number four, Jesus' heroes are thankful people. And number five, Jesus' heroes know that because of our sin, we are the ones who have truly been rescued. Are you willing to dive in to look at what it means to have heroic faith this year? Yes? No? Anybody want to? Yes? Anyone? I hope you are. I hope you are excited to explore God's Word in a new way this year. I hope that things jump out of the pages to you. I hope that as speakers share this year, that you'll see, I can do that. I can be a hero for Jesus. Because more importantly than how you do in your classes here, we want you to be a hero for Jesus when you walk out these doors. We want you to be world changers for Jesus. We want you to experience God's love so great in your life that you can't even contain it, and it just oozes out to others that you talk to, that you hang out with. I hope this year you will really, truly dive in to see how God wants to prepare you for living a life of heroic faith. I have some friends who are here that I believe model simple heroic things for Jesus every single day. So I'm going to have our teachers stand up. Teachers, would you stand? These teachers are striving to live out heroic faith in the little things they do each day in the classroom. They're desiring to model that for you because they love Jesus. There's a lot of places they could be, but they choose to be here because they love Jesus, and they want to make sure that in every area that they teach, you get to see Jesus in that area. And so I know they've been preparing, working hard for this year, but more importantly, I know they've been praying for each of you. And for that, I believe they are heroes because they are consistently lifting you up in prayer. And so we want to pray for this year. We want to launch into this school year in prayer. And parents, I'm going to have you stand as well now, if you would, please. Kids, I want you to look around and see all of these adults who love you, care about you, and are praying for you. You have parents who have made a sacrifice so that you could be here and to hear the word of God each day. And for that, I call them heroes too. And we want to build in you to be heroes in the faith so that you would go out and do even greater things than we could ever hope, dream, or imagine. Because that's the power of Jesus that he can have in you. So teachers and parents, if you would just stretch out your hands over these students, we just want to pray for each of you kids for this year. So let's pray. Lord God, we lift up each student who's in this room. We lift up the families that are a part of this school community. And Lord, we pray that with each day they would know you better, that they would grow in their faith for you, Lord. I pray that they would grow in their friendships, that they would be honoring to you, God. I pray that they would do their best in their subject areas, in math and science and reading and all of those areas, Lord. I pray that they would pour them their whole selves into that so that you can build in them and equip them to use those things for your glory in the future and even right now. Lord, we pray that you would protect this school, that you would provide safety over this whole place, over all of our school grounds, Lord. We pray that you would fill this place with your spirit, your presence, Lord, that same spirit that empowers us to do heroic things, Lord. We ask that you would fill this place with that spirit and so that we can know you better and that we can be better equipped to go out and do heroic things for you. Lord, I pray that you would build lasting friendships here. Lord, we pray that you would give us strength on those days we're tired and we just don't want to walk in the doors. Lord, I pray that you would give strength to our students to do their very best. Lord, I pray that we would be encouraging of one another's by your power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. I pray that you would watch our words, that you would guide our words and our actions. Lord, I pray that every moment that we step foot in this building, it would be a moment in which we can offer praise and worship up to you. Lord, I pray for these teachers. I ask that you would give them strength to do what it is that you created them to do, to pour into the lives of students, to help them grow in every area of life. And most importantly, Jesus, we pray that you would help us to love you more. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would be the one that is at the center of it all. And so, Lord, we thank you. We love you. It is by your grace that we stand here today, and it is by your grace that we choose to dedicate this year for you. It's not about us. May it be all about you in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.